Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here's your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker with Holy Spirit Radio, bringing to you another edition of the Spirit of the Delaware Valley. We will be playing Prudence Robertson, who is the host of Pro Life Weekly, and her interview of Mr. Peter Breen, the lawyer for our brother in Christ, our friend, Mark Houck.
We now bring you the latest in the case of Mark Houck, a pro-life husband and father whose family was attacked in a dawn raid by the FBI just last week. As you may have heard, dozens of FBI agents descended upon the Houck's home on the morning of September 23rd and arrested Mr. Houck in front of his wife and very young children. A few nights ago on Tucker Carlson Tonight, Mr. Houck's wife shared that her children are still shocked by what happened and that there has been, quote, a lot of crying and unrestful sleep in their home since the incident. And joining me now is Peter Breen, Vice President and Senior Counsel at the Thomas More Society. Mr. Breen is Mark Houck's lawyer and a former state representative from Illinois. Peter, thanks for joining us. How is the Houck family doing? Can you give us an update on where this case stands? I know he's been released after his arrest that morning, but what comes next?
Well, we've pled not guilty, so we had the arraignment this past Tuesday in Philadelphia. The family is getting counseling. So the kids, just so that they can help process what happened to them as a family, where you had 20 to 25 heavily armed federal agents, ballistic shields, et cetera, dragging their father away, with guns drawn and all of that. So they're doing what they can to help those kiddos, and especially please just keep them in your prayers. What we've done on the Thomas More Society side is to put the best legal defense possible together for Mark. And that is we've hired the best criminal defense attorney in Philadelphia, one of the best in the country. We've set up a website, defendlifetoday.com, where you can learn more about the case, financially support it as well. And so we are going to proceed forward vigorously. So the entire Thomas More Society legal team, which has long history and experience in abortion law, combined with the best criminal defense lawyer in Philadelphia, we hope to be able to bring forward a win for Mark, because he is utterly innocent of these federal charges.
Yeah, it's great that he has you behind him. And thank you so much for letting us know how we can help the Houcks. The claim here is that Mark Houck violated the FACE Act. My understanding is that this law was enacted by pro-abortion members of Congress back in the 90s, essentially to eliminate the peaceful presence of pro-life people like Mr. Houck at abortion centers. Is this a just law, Peter? And did Mr. Houck really violate it in defending his very young son?
Mark did nothing wrong. The law itself in the federal side is meant to stop the blockades of abortion clinics. But what happened with Mark had nothing to do with abortion. The alleged victim, a 72-year-old man, actually came away from the gates of the clinic, approached Mark and his 12-year-old son, his then 12-year-old son, and started harassing the son. Had nothing to do with abortion. There were no patients around. There was no reason for this alleged victim, this 72-year-old man who should know better, to come and harass a 12-year-old boy. You know, Mark told him to get away. An altercation ensued. We will contend throughout the entire altercation, the other gentleman, the alleged victim, was actually the aggressor. And if there were a crime committed, the state courts are the place to deal with it. The Philly DA didn't prosecute. The alleged victim filed a private criminal complaint, but then couldn't be troubled to show up for court. So the court threw out that case. That's where this should have ended, not being picked up by the Department of Justice out of Washington, D.C., to try to make an example out of Mark.
Yeah, the details are so important here. And Peter, you've been a lawyer for many years. You also started a nonprofit organization in Chicago to help pregnant moms in need. So I know that you're close to this issue on all levels of jurisdiction. What do you make of the fact that it wasn't local law officials who saw a problem with Mr. Houck's actions and that this is being handled by the FBI? What does this say?
Well, we learned on the day that Mark was picked up that this entire prosecution is not being run out of the local office in Philadelphia where it normally would be run, but out of Washington, D.C. itself. And so this goes up to the highest levels of the Department of Justice. And this is something where we can tell this is being targeted as an intimidation tactic for other peaceful pro-life folks on the sidewalk, whether sidewalk counselors or prayer folks. And so look, we are going to fight this back very, very strongly. There are allies in Congress who are demanding answers from the Attorney General. And so really, with the folks in Congress working and us working on the legal side, hopefully to get a strong, you know, not guilty verdict for Mark in the court there, we can drive the DOJ, this very biased, partisan DOJ, back and get them off of the backs of the peaceful pro-life people of this country, people of faith, who are just merely exercising their First Amendment rights outside of the nation's abortion centers.
Right. And you're totally right, Peter. This is an intimidation tactic on the part of a biased DOJ, federal people in Washington. What is your message to pro-life people who regularly pray at these abortion clinics who might be intimidated right now?
Well, and look, we've heard from our folks, and it's a difficult time. It's a difficult time for the country in a variety of areas. Please keep the faith and keep our number handy. You know, we're not the only lawyers out there. There are plenty of other fine law firms that can help, but we are glad to serve 40 Days for Life, Sidewalk Advocates for Life, Live Action, and other entities that are doing good work all across the country, especially at our nation's abortion clinics. So please call us if you have any issue. Reach out right away, and so we can get a lawyer to help you out and evaluate whether that's a serious threat or if it's, if it's nothing at all. But that's something we're uniquely able to do and glad to do at Thomas More Society.
Well, that is great to know. You are definitely a warrior for our cause. Thank you so much, Peter Breen of the Thomas More Society, for the work that you do. God bless you.
God bless, Prudence. Thank you.